is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off, Skip.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, and welcome to it on this Monday. Glad to have you here. The efforts to discredit and delegitimize the Trump administration continue unabated into a year and a half now that he's been in office. It seems that some people don't realize that elections have consequences. It just doesn't end. I'm going to give you a couple of examples here. I'm going to start with Nancy Pelosi, who sent out an email, a fundraising email here over the weekend, saying our only hope is gone because of the firing of our only hope. The California Democrats sent out an email titled "Mueller Fired in capital letters, asking people to donate to the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. The only problem being is, of course, that Bob Mueller hasn't been fired by Donald Trump. But there go the Democrats telling tens of thousands that he has or he plans to, or he's just inches away, and it continues. Last night on ABC News, finally we get to see this interview, the much-hyped interview with former FBI Director James Comey, who claims that he is out just to set the record straight and to do the right thing. Well, I don't think he's doing the right thing. This higher loyalty book of his, it seems that James Comey's loyalty, his higher loyalty, every bit of his loyalty is, well, in James Comey, who the president has been referring to as a slime ball for a while now. And even the left and the right taking shots at him. Lanny Davis, longtime Democratic operative, wrote a piece over the weekend, headlined, "Admit it, James Comey, you've been lying all along." Davis, angry that Comey came out in July 5th of 2016 and said that Hillary had been exonerated, and then basically said on October 28th that, well, the investigation was starting over again. He blames her, or blames him, excuse me, for her loss. And then there's the James Comey, the strange interview with George Stephanopoulos on ABC. And it's strange because he tries to come across as the tallest Boy Scout. I keep hearing that term, but it seems very appropriate. But really, the way he came across to me is sanctimonious. Sanctimonious. And called the president not legally unfit or physically unfit or intellectually unfit or emotionally unfit to be president, but morally unfit to be president, did James Comey. That's one thing he told Stephanopoulos. Bite one, go.
You're right that President Trump is unethical, untethered to the truth. Is Donald Trump unfit to be president?
Yes, but not in the way I often hear people talk about it. I don't buy the stuff about him being mentally incompetent or early stages of dementia. He strikes me as a person of above average intelligence who's tracking conversations and knows what's going on. I don't think he's medically unfit to be president. I think he's morally unfit to be president. A person who sees moral equivalence in Charlottesville, who talks about and treats women like they're pieces of meat, who lies constantly about matters big and small and insists the American people believe it, that person's not fit to be president of the United States.
All right, well, so there's one taste of the Mueller interview right there. The problem with James Comey, well, there are a multitude of problems with James Comey and his comments because he has no credibility. How could he? When you're being attacked by Lanny Davis on one side and conservatives on the other and going back and forth with the president saying that you're putting this book out, you know, because it's the right thing to do. You're putting a book out so you can cash in on being the FBI director. You're hoping that you can have a fraction of the success of the Michael Wolff dirt-slinging expose that turned out to be completely fictional for the most part. And you have to wonder how many parts of the James Comey book are fictional, because in order to believe Comey's book, you'd have to believe that everybody else, including a lot of Democrats, are lying. You'd have to believe that Rod Rosenstein is lying and Christopher Wray is lying, and they could be. But I find it hard to believe that the one guy that's trustworthy is the guy that, through a friend of his, manipulated a leak to the New York Times of information from his journals with the express intent of delegitimizing the president and getting a special counsel appointed, which obviously happened, which brings into question, how did that happen? Was that the insurance policy being executed in a different way? The insurance policy discussed by FBI agents Stroke and Page that have gotten so much attention. And by the way, did you see the Inspector General's report from Friday? It was huge. Andrew McCabe lied repeatedly, lied. And that's why he was fired. He lied about leaks to the Wall Street Journal and elsewhere. So there is your problem with that whole discussion. Let's go to bite number two. This is where Comey and Stephanopoulos are discussing the Clinton emails and the whole fiasco. Go.
You did know from the start that this case was going to be trouble.
Yeah, I knew this was a no-win situation. One half of the partisan divide is going to be angry at us no matter what we do. The deputy director looked at me and said, "You know you're totally screwed, right?" And I smiled and I said, "Yep, nobody gets out alive." And this may sound strange, that's kind of freeing.
Yes, it does sound strange. It does sound strange because you didn't conduct the investigation properly. You immunized all sorts of people on Clinton's team. You never questioned her under oath. You didn't record any of it because you're a partisan hack. Well, James Comey's a Republican. Yeah, I don't know which Republican party he belongs to, because this is not the way an honest person would conduct an interview or anything of that nature. And then, of course, it's the question of the Steele dossier, the Russian dossier, the unverified dossier, 35 pages of filth and salacious allegations, none of which have ever been proven to be true. A creation of the DNC and the Clinton campaign at a cost of millions of dollars. He was asked about, does Russia have the dirt? Stephanopoulos wants to know from Comey, does Russia have the dirt? Go.
Do you think people tied to President Trump colluded with the Russians?
I don't know, is the honest answer. And that was what we were trying to investigate at the time. Was anyone aiding the Russians, conspiring with the Russians? There's no doubt there was smoke around that. Whether there's fire, I didn't stay long enough to know.
Do you think the Russians have something on Donald Trump?
I think it's possible. I don't know. These are more words I never thought I'd utter about a president of the United States, but it's possible.
No, it's not. Let me stop
That's
you right
stunning.
There. Let me stop you right there.
You can't
no, it's not possible.
Sir.
Because here's the thing. If it was possible, he would have known it. He has said time and again that it's not verified. The only reason he's hanging out there in that fashion is to sell books. He's hanging out the possibility just to intrigue those, especially those on the left who want to go, ooh, look, it's possible. He said it's possible. Look, look, look. Nothing there. He knows it. I know it. We all know it. The Democrats damn well know it. There's nothing there. That's why they're going on to every other thing under the sun, be it Stormy Daniels or anything else you can try to figure out, right? 14 after on the Steve Gruber Show. It's a Monday. Glad to have you here. Find out more at stevegruber.com. You can follow me there on podcasts and follow live and everything else. stevegruber.com, a whole pile of resources for you. We'll be right back.